What number is this? Is this a number? They're 29?
29.
29. All right. All right. This is episode 29 of the Not Terrible Podcast, our very special Christmas extravaganza. We warned you guys about it on the last episode, and this is the most guests we have ever had. We're excited to introduce our kids, but I think we should let them introduce themselves.
All right.
Oh, I've got no's and yes's.
You got to tell us your name and how old you are.
Should we go? Are we going in a specific order of age?
You can if you want. I feel like that makes you first.
Oldest to youngest.
Yeah.
Well, we could do youngest to oldest.
Okay. Go ahead. Well, go ahead, Max. Okay, kick it off. First.
Do we have to say our age? Was that a requirement?
Maxwell, should we have done show prep?
Rewind. Name and age.
Name and age.
There you go. Name and age.
Maxwell Hooker.
Mm-hmm.
15 years of age.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm Addie. I'm 13 years old.
Okay.
I'm Ellie Graham, and I'm 9 years old.
I'm Harper Graham, and I'm 7 years old.
Mary Graham, 37.
Jess Hooker, 37. Well, I will mark off the first question for you that said, how old is your mom?
Oh, crap.
Did you guys know how old your mom was?
Yeah.
Would you have guessed? You would have guessed right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Harper doesn't know that.
Really?
Yeah. I would have guessed like 35 or 36.
Oh, that's nice, Max.
Dang it. You can come back to that. I bet everyone will forget in a minute.
That's probably true.
Before we ask you some questions, what'd you say?
What is your age again?
25.
37?
37.
I thought you were 25.
Thank you. Do you want to tell us one thing you guys want for Christmas? What's one thing you're hoping for Christmas?
Ooh.
And just one special thing.
A Fitbit.
A Fitbit? Hmm.
I like that. Addie?
Clothes.
Clothes.
Good choice. Elliot?
Headphones.
Headphones? All right, cool.
Max?
I have asked Mom this year to give me some new D&D stuff, so looking forward to that.
New Dungeons and Dragons.
I do enjoy playing Dungeons and Dragons.
I was going to say same, but no.
No.
Just got excited.
I had a refrigerator and a stove delivered today, and both guys from both deliveries, two separate stores, saw Dungeons and Dragons book and said, do you play? And I was like, no, I don't. My son does. And he was like, that's cool. And the other guy just said, does your kids play? And I said, yeah. That's what the big table's for.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's cool points. You should have just been like, yeah, I do.
I know, I should have. But then I'm afraid he would have asked me something and
come.
I would have no idea. Yeah.
What's the name of the shape of a 20-sided dice?
20-sided dice. I don't know. What is it?
I don't know either. I thought you
Oh, okay.
I knew before.
That's okay. That's all right.
And then last thing before we go into the Jess questions, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Uh-oh.
An art teacher.
Oh, Harper wants to be an art teacher.
That's
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Max has thought about that.
Yeah, I'm probably either going to be an art teacher or an animator. A multimedia artist. So.
Cool.
What do you got, Elliot?
Anyone else?
Addie, what do you want to be when you grow up? It's okay.
You can say anything you want.
You want to be in the circus? Oh, okay.
I want to be a dog trainer.
Dog trainer?
Yeah, I like dogs.
Yeah, that's good.
Cool.
And I want a pet snake.
And a pet snake.
Okay.
Just a little extra
Daddy
bonus
had a
information.
Pet snake.
Daddy had a pet snake?
When he was little.
Maybe not little. But
gross.
What do you want to be, Addie?
A dog trainer.
You want to be a dog trainer too? That's cool.
You guys could have your own little business, be business partners.
Addie
just like
and
your
Ellie.
Mom.
Oh, look at that.
Mama's a. All right, what do you got for us, Jess?
I'm going to ask you guys some questions, and I might, if you don't have an answer, you can say pass, but I'm going to ask all of you guys the same questions, and then And we'll see. Well, I'm interested to hear what you guys have to say.
I'm nervous.
Mm-hmm. Harper, I'm going to ask you. she raised her hand before I started.
She's ready. She doesn't even care what the question
is. She has been the first one to answer all our questions. Harper, what makes your mommy so happy? Uh-oh.
What's something that makes me happy?
Yelling at kids.
Get out of here.
Huh. Do any of you guys have answers for what makes your mommy happy?
Any of us?
Yeah, you can answer.
Okay.
Do you know something that makes me happy? Elliot, what makes your mommy happy?
When I leave her alone.
Aw. These are honest children.
Yeah, bring the honesty, kids. Addie, do you know what makes mommy happy?
Playing games with her.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Aww. I feel like that makes you happy, but yeah, it makes me happy too. It
makes me miserable. Just kidding.
I'd say either making food for you or doing something that you didn't ask me to do.
That does make me happy. That is nice. Thank you.
That's across the board for all moms, I think. That's a good answer.
What is, Ellie, I'm going to ask you this question, okay? Ellie, what is something that your mom does that embarrasses you? Don't know? You want to pass? All right. I'm going to ask Max because I know what Max has.
You just got out a list.
No,
what
I
is that
know
list
what
you have?
Think it is.
I think it is when I dance in the car.
No.
No?
I was going to say nothing because I don't think like anything you do can't really embarrass me that much.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah.
There was a time where you said you hated it when I danced in the car, but it doesn't embarrass you?
No, not anymore. I mean, I guess I've just grown used to it, really.
Oh, well, okay. Addie, does mommy embarrass you?
No.
Oh, okay, thanks. Harper, do you have an answer? Does your mommy ever embarrass you? Oh, well, good.
Never? Look, we're doing this too close to Christmas and everyone's being nice.
I think that might be what it is.
Because they're afraid to not get presents.
But you know what's going to happen? We're going to go home and over the next couple of days they're going to be like, hey, remember when we didn't have an answer for you embarrassing us? That's it.
Everything. That's everything what, you do embarrasses me.
What does your mom love to do, Max Hooker? What does your mom love to do?
Crafts. Like anything.
You just made me sound so dorky.
Okay.
No, it's okay.
I am your son.
I know. We are dorks.
Yeah.
Okay, what's a craft I'm doing now then, I guess, because I'm trying to think.
Those prints that you keep making?
Oh, I'm making homemade wrapping paper to give to our neighbors.
Wait, what was the question again?
What is something that your mom loves to do? Do you have an answer, Ellie? Okay.
I do.
Clean up my messes.
She loves to do it?
That's a negative. What do you think, Harper?
Read books.
That's a good answer.
Your mom does love to read books.
What does your mom love to do?
Look at our phone.
That's true. Not a lie. Not a lie. Good answer.
At bedtime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Yeah, I do. I know I shouldn't do that, should I?
No.
Well, thank you. What do you think your mom does when you're not home? This is an open floor. Ellie, what do you have?
Or like blogs.
Yeah. I blog?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I blog all the time.
Okay.
Stare at her phone all day.
You are rude little children.
Thank you.
What do you guys think I do?
When you go to the store.
Yeah.
Get food.
And get groceries, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that. I do that sometimes when you're not home. Mm-hmm. Max, what do you think I do when you're not home?
I'd say either clean the house.
Okay.
Or listen to podcasts.
Okay, that's probably true.
What do you actually do when they're gone all day?
Sometimes I'm here. Sometimes I am at my other job. But usually every day I try to do like at least finish two loads of laundry. And like that means put it in the washer, get it through the dryer, and get it to a hamper and hopefully hung up.
Ooh.
But there's a handful of things I like to do at home every day that I know that are done, like make beds and then come about my day. Yeah. Do other things. I feel like I have something different to do every day, so it's hard to say. But groceries and podcasts are usually
on the list.
What about you?
When they get on the bus, like I spend an hour like emptying the dishwasher, cleaning up the kitchen, laundry, like all the household stuff, and then I'll try to be in the office by like, I don't know. It used to be 9, now it's 9:30. And then I'll do some work, write some stuff. I wish I could take a nap.
I wish I could take a nap right now.
Oh.
Did that green tea energy shot before we started this.
How'd that work out for you?
I don't know. There's a reason we do our podcast at like 10 o'clock in the morning.
It's very low key right now.
Yeah. Okay. What does your mom love to eat? What is her favorite food? Ellie?
Like whatever she makes.
Whatever I make.
Whatever she makes, she likes. That's a good answer. Do you know?
I can't think of any. I mean.
Okay, you think on it. What about, is there something that you love that your mom makes? Like your favorite thing? What is it?
Banana bread.
Yeah.
Banana bread.
Ellie, what's your favorite?
Ooh, yeah. Well, I don't really make it. Just crack open a can of Skyline chili and put it on some pasta.
There. Okay.
Okay. Jeez.
What's your favorite thing mom makes? Or what's mom's favorite thing to eat? I feel like you guys see me eat a lot.
But not the same things?
I guess not. I don't know.
No.
Like what about like at my favorite restaurant or something? You guys should pay more attention to me.
Do you know I exist?
Do you know who I am? What, Addy?
Spaghetti and noodles.
Spaghetti and noodles, yeah. We have this thing at our house. It's butter noodles.
Mm-hmm.
So it's literally just butter and garlic and salt. Pepper, maybe.
Harper wants to come over.
You like that? We like butter noodles at our house. That's kind of our go-to when all of us are like, eh, we don't know what we want.
Yeah, we just do a little olive oil.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Little shredded cheese.
Mmm, little Parmesan. That sounds good. Okay. Do you have something of your favorite that I make?
Yes.
What's that?
Was that the cornbread and like the...
He likes navy beans and cornbread.
Yeah. Oh, like...
That's his favorite meal.
Heavy, good, comfort food.
Yes.
That's what I would say. If I don't have a favorite food, really. Oh, sorry.
Would that be your favorite food as well? I feel like you like that a lot.
Oh, that's probably like top three meals. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would eat that for sure.
I just like soup. I would eat soup all the time. Yeah. Like, I don't have a favorite food exactly, but soup.
Soup and cereal.
What kind of? What's your favorite cereal?
Favorite cereal?
Yeah.
Get up on the mic.
Flakes. Just any type of flakes.
Frosted Flakes?
Frosted Flakes.
Plain Flakes, Wheaties.
Do you eat? All of them. Mine is Raisin Bran. Will you eat the flakes with some raisins?
I will eat the flakes.
Good.
Mom gets the strawberry one.
I like strawberry special K.
Oh, Special K with the strawberries. I like the dehydrated strout. What are you doing? What's your favorite cereal?
Addie, do you have a favorite cereal? We just had this conversation, didn't we? Ellie said she was thinking.
Cocoa Puffs.
Ooh, Harper with the chocolate. I like it. Ellie, do you know? Still thinking? All right. Addie, do you remember the name of yours? Shredded.
Shredded wheat.
Ooh.
With the frosted shredded wheat.
Yeah.
I'm also going to say any of the Halloween time cereals. Like blueberry.
We're really talking Max's language here.
His love language, cereal.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I wish my kids would eat cereal. We would eat it a lot more often.
You think my like mom cereal? Wishes I'd stop eating cereal.
Oh.
Because I could eat
There's
that all
like
day.
We we have to alternate weeks because that's all he'll eat if it's in the house.
Oh, my gosh.
I like Raisin Bran.
Raisin Bran. There you go. That's a good one.
I keep forgetting we have Cocoa Puffs.
Christmas.
Yeah. She said, this is making me really hungry.
Yeah. What's one word you would use to describe your mom? Oh, Ellie's got it. She's ready. Whoa. Eager. What do you got, Ellie?
Weird.
Weird? Thank you. Thank you.
I like it. Oh, there you go.
I'm weird too.
What, Eddie?
Silly?
You would say mommy's silly. That's probably true.
Crazy.
Mommy's crazy.
Harper says crazy.
I'd say wise, but I feel like that's a natural mom quality.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when it comes to like telling somebody what they want to hear, like if I ask you a question, you usually have the answer. So.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Oh, that's nice.
Sometimes she won't. Like, where does aliens come from?
Oh my gosh, stop being weird right now.
Ooh, here's one. What is your mom's dream job? If you could guess what your mom's dream job would be, what would it be, Ellie?
Author.
Good job.
Author?
That's a good one. Addie, what's your mom's dream job?
A teacher?
I'd give it a shot.
Yeah.
It depends on what I was teaching. Maybe yoga.
But yeah?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I could do that. Sure.
Or like crafts? Craft teacher?
Might be a craft teacher when I grow up.
You can work at the little workshop at Michael's.
Mm-hmm.
Hobby Lobby. You would like that.
I would do that.
I'd say a singer.
That's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably true. Good job, Max.
Or
a choreographer. That's a good one, too. I would love to
dance. She likes to dance.
Love to dance.
What do you think?
Being a teacher again at a school.
Oh, you think going back to the classroom and teaching would be my dream job?
I read somewhere this weekend that when your mom was little, her dream job was to drive a trash truck. Oh, not drive the trash truck.
No.
Just be the trash collector so she could ride on the back of the trash truck.
I wonder around the back of the trash truck as it drives and like hang off the side. That's my legit dream when I was your age.
Isn't that funny?
Did someone laugh out of toot right now? That's what you get for making fun of me.
A toot.
Oh, I love you. Okay, you're biting me.
If you had $5,000,
you would pay our electric bill.
You would pay our electric bill first. But what would you get your mom for Christmas? If you had $5,000, what would you get your mom for Christmas?
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
That is.
What would you get your mom, Ellie?
The thing that she
Yeah, think that through.
A phone? A new phone?
A new phone? Well, you were just yelling at me about how much.
$5,000?
That's a lot of phones.
Yeah.
Is there anything else? You can get me something really big. What would you get me, Max?
Me?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh?
No, that was a you of thinking.
Oh, okay. Take your time. Harper?
Probably a pool.
A pool? We would get
a
teeny pool, but we would start on a pool.
We could start, be a down payment for a pool.
Maybe a jacuzzi.
Ooh, maybe a jacuzzi. Yeah, that's true. I do like the water. Elliot, is this how you raise your hand at school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Super annoying. You can just imagine her in that classroom. Okay, relax. What?
A nest, even though you already got one. But still.
A nest?
Yeah, in
a new thermostat? You'd get me a new thermostat?
You want one. Well, you want
to. I got one. You'd buy me like 20 of them for $5,000.
I would get you a pair of glasses. You like your glasses, even though they're fake.
Stop sharing my business on the podcast.
Okay, this is our last question.
Hey.
Oh.
A last question?
Oh, did you not get
Did you want the answer?
Yeah, Harper didn't get the answer.
I'm sorry, Harper.
What would you give me for Christmas?
I would find Captain Underpants and make him bring a school in our backyard.
Oh, wow. That's a very... You love reading Captain Underpants, and so he would bring a school.
Somebody to get me Captain Underpants and get a school.
I loved reading Captain Underpants when I was your age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Loved it. I don't know if we have any more left.
Yeah, we do.
We do?
Did you start reading the, there is a caveman one. is like another series. It's pretty good.
By the same author?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It looks pretty, it's pretty good.
Oh, like Captain Caveman. Do you remember Captain Caveman when we were kids?
No.
There's a cartoon called Captain Caveman. He's wild.
Did he have really skinny legs?
Possibly.
I can't.
Maybe built like a triangle, kind of.
Sort of.
Yeah. And he had a big club. He would mostly just scream. Yeah.
I don't remember.
All right, next question.
This is our last question, guys. Well, yeah, it's our last question, and then you guys have to ask us some questions.
No, I have none.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe we want to come to you.
Then go sit in the corner.
What? What is the best thing or the most important thing that you've learned from your mom?
Ever?
Yeah, so far. I mean, I hope you learned some more stuff along the way, but okay. As of right now, what's the most important lesson that you've learned from your mom? Something that maybe you think of your mom every day and it reminds you, oh, my mom taught me to do this, or my mom reminds me of this. You think it's something that makes your life better?
I have one.
Okay.
Okay. It's to not get too attached to unneeded items or certain things. So.
Still working on that one, aren't we?
Yeah.
I think that's a lifelong. It's a lifelong thing.
Yes, that is. That's true. Ellie. Oh, that's a good one.
Not spend your money on everything you see, yeah, because the minute we get a dollar,
we gotta
take it to the store.
Take it. Not take it to the bank. You want to take it to the store?
And buy things. Yes, you do.
Are you a quick spender, or do you look in the store for a while before you buy something?
I, like, hesitate on what I want to buy sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Max knows the struggle.
Yeah, I mean, I remember buying toys when I was smaller, and... You would get so mad.
We'd have to give him a time limit. Yeah. We'd have to say, you have 7 minutes to choose something and leave.
Yeah, I'd never be satisfied with what I got.
Yeah, because we'll spend 3 hours thinking about the choices.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
There's so many.
And you're never going to get another toy for the rest of your life, so this is go time.
Right.
Yeah.
Harper?
Do
you remember the question, honey?
Was something your mom has taught you?
Lesson.
A lesson?
A life lesson.
You can go to Addie and we'll come back.
What's your lesson? Did you forget? Okay. So it's a lesson that your mom has taught you. Something that your mom's taught you.
Oh, man.
All right, Addie, you remember now?
Yeah.
Something mom's taught you. What is it?
Math.
Okay.
Math.
When I was homeschooled?
That's true. We did. Oh. We did a lot of math when we homeschooled. That's true. All right. I'll take that.
Do you like math, Addie?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Maybe you could help me.
Harper, what do you have?
How to read books.
Yeah.
Ooh, your mom's taught you how to read books.
That's pretty good. All right. We're turning the tables on you guys. I was going to say you ladies. Sorry, Max. We're going to turn the table on you ladies and Max, and now you have to ask us questions. And it doesn't have to be just for your mom. It can be for either of the moms. Okay? So take a moment. Who has a question? Ellie, do you have a question?
Yeah.
All right. Be able to talk right into that microphone for me.
Okay. What do you do on your
What do we do on our podcast?
Well, that's a good question.
I don't think any of us know what you guys do on your podcast.
Well, that's good. Thanks for listening, guys, and subscribing. We appreciate that.
Well, because I think we're prohibited from listening.
No, you're not. I don't think so.
I mean, it's probably not.
You're not.
I'm not. Okay.
Well, yeah. I don't think it's probably interesting to elementary-age children.
You guys really aren't our demographic.
No.
We're trying to hit something a little older than that. We talk about being moms and being ladies and
humans.
We talk about things that make us happy and things that make us sad. We have guests, people that we can learn things from.
Mm-hmm.
We share books that we read that we love and some that we don't love.
We ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
We laugh.
Cry.
Mm-hmm. We do cry.
Like, you know what? On next season, we are going to talk to someone about how to keep our kids safe on the internet.
Mm.
Yeah, we're going to do that. We are going to talk about therapy, which
everyone
sure
here,
everybody at this table is really, really, they know all about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
I don't think she does. She's never been to therapy, has she?
No.
Just wait.
It's
your
coming.
Mom. It's coming.
You're not right. Making
that was
me go.
That was a good question, Ellie.
It was.
Addie, what do you have?
I know what you do.
You do know what we do on our podcast?
What?
What do we do?
Talk.
We do talk. We talk mm-hmm. a lot. That's true.
So
Harper,
much.
Do you have a question?
How often do you cry on the podcast?
Almost every time.
Yeah.
I bet we cry on more of them than we don't cry. I'd say that.
It's okay to cry.
Don't let me hear them.
We just talk about adult things sometimes.
Because when Ellie hears you cry, she starts to cry.
Oh, yeah. Mm. It's okay that I cry, right? Everybody cries?
No.
Everybody poops?
No.
All right.
Yeah.
And only one person poops in
the house. We have a dog. We got a new dog, and he's...
Oh, that's right.
Came home from... He spent the day at the office and was so good and came home and just pooped in the middle of the kitchen, so...
Oh, man.
Wait, he spent the day here?
He mm-hmm. did.
Did?
He was. I took a picture of him. He slept right on
he
that rug over there.
Laying on the rug, just chilling.
Yep.
He just chills every. He'll chew in the middle of the kitchen.
Do you have a question, Rex?
I do have a question.
Okay.
Both of you.
Uh-oh.
What is your favorite Christmas memory of all time?
Oh, man. My favorite Christmas memory. Is it from when we were kids, or is it?
Of all time.
Of all time.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm going to say of all time as a kid.
Yeah, I have one when
okay.
I was a kid, too.
Okay. Do you want to go?
I can. I didn't know what the... Well, I was a very, very bad...
Child.
I was a bad kid, and I would always look for my presents. And
has anyone at this table done that?
Yes.
Right. Christmas is canceled.
Yeah,
Harper?
For her, not us.
Harper, have you looked at... Have found any gifts this year?
No.
Max?
No.
No, I know he hasn't.
Yeah, I mean, I
still
I
looking.
Know everything I'm getting. Anyways,
okay, so. Everything?
No, actually, no. Yeah, never mind. Sorry.
Good. Have you been sneaking and trying to look at presents, Addie?
Have you seen any presents?
I know where you put them.
Where?
on our stockings.
Oh yeah, there are some stocking stuffers already in the stockings.
Okay,
that's true.
Elliot.
That was
the
not
worst
believable.
Liar ever.
I'm not lying.
Okay, so we know that someone liked to find all our presents as
I'll
a child.
I'll tell the truth for Ellie.
Okay.
We just saw that there were presents in your office.
Where in my office?
Where?
Closet.
Did you go in there?
No.
No, we just saw it.
You know that they're in there, though?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You just said it.
No, we just went in there. Yeah, we did, you forgetful person.
Maybe you did. But
okay.
Didn't.
No, we both did at the same time.
Okay.
Maybe
whoa.
You're a man.
And you told us to back out.
Oh, just today before we got back here, yeah.
No, what?
My Christmas memory is I snuck in and I knew I wrote down the letters of a box that I saw. And I took it out to my aunt and I said, what does this spell? And she said, Barbie. And I said, oh. And she goes, did you look at your presents? And I said, no, immediately lied. No, I didn't look at my presents. And it turned out that it was a Barbie Dreamhouse, the A-frame one. And I remember coming downstairs in the middle of the night, and because I heard people talking, and it was my dad and my grandpa, and they were putting together the A-frame, and they were laughing so hard. And, like, I don't know what, they were just having a good time, like, having a genuinely good time. And just seeing them laugh, and, I got the Barbie A-frame house, that's top. One of my best memories. Yeah.
I never had the house. I did have the Barbie and the Rockers tour bus. Yeah. Like, yeah. It was purple, and it had, like, pink and blue splattered paint all over it. It was, like, legit 1980s, like, custom touring bus. What do you think, Addie? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Do you have a question? No?
Mommy, what's your memory?
I thought Addie had a good Barbie story.
I had a Barbie in a dream house when I was really little.
You did?
She did.
But my cousin Caroline has that.
She has a different one. That's not yours.
Yes, it is.
It's not, but I'm not going to fight with you about it on here. Weird.
Yep. Harper Kimry.
I have a memory. It happened this year when me and my friend Chloe, we were playing Throw the Barbies. And
Throw the Barbies? So the game?
No, but we made it up.
Okay.
We were on the top bunk, throwing down Barbies, and one of the Barbie's leg got stuck on the top bunk, and I was pulling, and the Barbie's legs fell off.
Oh my gosh, you're a Barbie murderer.
I used to rip the heads off Barbies.
No.
Maxwell.
I did. I was like 3. What do you want me to do about it?
Not rip heads off Barbies.
I don't anymore.
You need to buy them.
Oh, great. Mary, what's your memory?
It's not as exciting as Barbie's. Man, you and your boogers need to chill out.
Can I go blow my nose?
Yes, please.
Bye.
In middle school.
And where are the tissues?
In middle school, all I wanted, well, I wanted two things. I wanted a guitar so I could be the next, like, Lisa Loeb.
Sure.
And although I can't sing, I have no musical ability. Like, I couldn't play the clarinet in sixth grade. And then I wanted a really cool leather jacket, like black leather with a long, like a little bit longer, not to my knees, but just big lapel, like just 1990s leather jacket.
Oh yeah.
And Christmas was like, it opened all the presents, everything was done, and we were all just sitting around. I was like maybe seventh grade. And so happy, maybe eighth grade. And my parents were just like, well, Merry Christmas. Hope everyone enjoyed their gifts. And we started cleaning up. And maybe like an hour later, they remembered that they had gotten me a leather jacket, but they forgot to get it out of the closet. And I, like, in my middle school head was going around thinking like, man, everyone got a lot more gifts than me. Like, I was that kid that was like paying attention. And then they brought out the most beautiful leather, beautiful leather jacket in the world.
Those are the best gifts. The gifts they forget to give you.
And then it comes out at the end, and it was like light beams shining out of it. It was just, and I wore that. I think I just got rid of it a couple years ago because I never would have ever worn it again. But like, I just loved it so much that I still couldn't get rid of it. Yeah. Like, I just couldn't.
We had a forget gift one year. It was like March.
Pogo sticks.
Yeah, and we found pogo sticks.
We never used
months
them,
later.
The best thing
months
ever.
Months after.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Found pogo sticks under the bed.
Oh,
isn't that funny?
I love a pogo stick.
Does anybody else have a question?
Any more questions for mothers?
Are you a mother?
I'm a mother. Are you a mother?
No.
Okay.
Is mommy a mommy?
Definitely a mommy.
What?
Stop whispering. No one's going to be able to hear it.
I don't care.
No.
No questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Maxwell, do you have more questions?
I was expecting more time to think with other people's questions.
That's okay.
I mean, I'm still kind of formulating right now. But.
That's okay.
Can I ask you guys what's your favorite thing to do?
Ever?
Like just
yeah.
In general.
What's your favorite thing to do if you have free time or you get to do whatever you want? What do you like to do?
Staring at books.
Staring at books.
Not reading them? Just looking at them?
Reading them.
I say my new favorite thing is listening to a podcast I started listening to.
Yep, from the moment he gets home.
What is it?
It's called The Adventure Zone. A group of brothers called the McElroy Brothers. It's a great podcast.
What do they talk about?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay. I saw that coming, I think. Mm-hmm. Do you learn strategy?
No.
Oh.
They just play the game and record it.
Oh, wow.
It's great.
It's like when your sister watches YouTube videos of kids opening presents.
For hours.
Playing with toys.
But it's like a story, and you get to listen to it.
That's true. That is true.
Huh.
That's true.
I don't know anything about that. What do you love to do?
Mommy says to do something. I clean my room.
She does love to clean her room. And
you
she
do?
She does it without being told all the time.
What?
Crazy.
I like to clean up my bookshelf. But not
I don't like to. I don't like to clean up anything.
Harper, if you ask her to clean anything, she cries. Addie, if you could teach her your ways, that's a magical kid talent to clean your room.
I like to make slime, but most of the time it always doesn't work out.
That's a good question. What do you think our magic kid talents are?
Your magic kid talent?
For both of you.
Oh, if we had to say that our kids had a talent?
Yeah, what's...
Not sure about magic, but...
Well, I was just
got wrapped up in that D&D again.
I think you did.
Hmm.
What do I think that your talent is? I always say that Addie has a way of bringing out the best in people. I think that that's one of her talents. Yeah.
Okay.
What's your favorite thing?
You can move this away when you do that.
What's your guys' favorite things to do?
What is our favorite things to do? Oh. Well, we were kind of in the middle of something else. Can you ask us that?
Why don't they finish up what they're talking about? And then we'll do your question.
We will.
I think Addie's super talent is always looking cute.
Oh.
She has... You're my fashion idol, Addie Hooker.
Good job, Addie.
Give me that shirt.
No.
Are we going in a row? Just
no. We can all talents. Go. I'm just...
Thinking?
Mm-hmm. I think that I think Max has like a compassion. He's kind of his compassion is overload sometimes in how he feels for people and can understand and be empathetic. But he has a gift that I don't, and that is boundaries and knowing when enough is enough and not letting people, you know, grasp onto his energy. And I think that's one of the most powerful things you can have.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome, buddy.
Love you.
Love you, too.
I think Harper's super power. What is this that we're saying?
Super talent.
Talent. Their
children's
okay.
Gift or talent.
I think Harper, at 7, her talent is making people laugh.
Her talent is sniffing.
She has, even from a very young age, this like innate ability to know what's funny.
Yeah.
And make people laugh in a very smart way. I mean, she's silly too, but like she gets humor in a way that some adults don't get humor.
Yeah. You know what that means? You have funny bones. Means you're funny in your bones, and that is a gift. A lot of people don't have that.
You're not supposed to explain the joke.
It's not a joke.
It was a joke. It's what comedians say when they meet somebody that's funny. Naturally they tell them that they're naturally funny. They're funny in their bones.
I'm funny in my bones.
No, you aren't.
Addie?
I think in our family, Mom.
Yeah?
I think Max is the funniest.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Thanks, Addie.
You think that's his gift? That's very nice. That's very nice to say, Addie.
Who's not funny in your family?
Ooh. Don't look at me.
I think Mom.
I think Dad's not funny. He's the least funny of us. You think he's funny?
No.
No? Okay. Thanks for that.
Thanks for the backup.
Yeah.
Elliot, I think your natural ability is you're a leader and people listen to you. And you have a power and you can use it for good or evil to make people listen to you. And so we're working on it being a good superpower instead of an evil one of just people listen to you. So we're going to make sure that you use that influence for good. Oh my gosh. Stop.
Did we already ask you? Did we already ask you to tell us what you think our talent is?
Yep.
We didn't?
I asked you that.
Addie, I think that's what Addie wanted to do.
Oh, you did? What did you say, sister? Do you remember the question?
No.
No, that's okay. Do you think that your parents have, do you think that your moms have special talents?
Yes.
You do? What's your mom's talent, Max? You answered like you knew.
I would say I get my compassion from you.
Yeah.
The same empathy.
Yeah.
Type.
You think it's a superpower?
Oh, yeah.
You don't think there's a lot of people that can do it?
No. I think if you can feel for somebody else, then, like, you're kind of set for social interactions from there on out, you know? Because people who can't are usually either very rude or
not
awkward.
Not easy to talk
or
to.
Or dead inside.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Dead in their soul.
What, Addie, honey?
I have it now.
Okay, what is it?
I think Mommy's talent is hanging with their friends.
Singing with my friends?
No.
Hanging with my friends? It is a talent. It's a rough group to be around, really. And it does take a lot of talent.
If
to
you
be able
sing
to
with your friends, I was going to feel so left out.
I was
going
to say, like, I do not sing with my friends.
You've never invited me to sing with you before.
No. Hanging with my friends? Is that my talent? Yeah, it is a talent. It is.
I feel like that would roll into compassion.
And empathy? Yeah, maybe that's what she means. Yeah, that's true. That's nice.
Where'd Harper go?
I think she took her tootie pants into the bathroom.
Put the door open.
She said, I can hear you.
From the bathroom.
Ellie, do you think your mother has a talent?
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know yet.
Okay. This has been the loudest, most off-mic noise episode we've
ever
had.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be a lot.
But, like, we're all very calm about what we're talking, but there's a lot of sounds. Everyone is on their way home from work right now and driving by our front window.
Bye.
What do you think?
I think my mom's talent is decorating.
Oh, that's good.
Decorating?
I like that.
Oh.
I like to decorate my room, and you don't. So I had to put a sign on your door for you.
Say that again.
You don't like to decorate your room at all, so I had to put a sign on your door.
Hold the microphone right at your mouth.
I am.
Oh, you did put a sign on my... So Ellie likes to put signs on her door. Addie, do you have posters and signs on your door? at home.
I do in the front, so I've been just
in. Yeah. Yeah, Ellie loves that too. And she thought my bedroom door was naked, so she labeled it for me. And so I have a sign on my door, so everyone knows it's my room.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Don't want to get lost.
No. Ellie has a sign on her door that has rules for her room. Do you want to tell us what your rules are?
Well, you can't read my books, but Harper does it anyway.
Do you have a no farting rule in your room?
Yeah.
Do people purposely go in your room to fart just because you have a sign on your door?
Greg did.
Yeah. No jumping on the bed?
Yeah, and I should add this to it. No pooping in my room. Because the dog pooped in my room twice. And he peed on the bed.
Oh, no.
We got a new dog. This is a rescue dog. He's been with us for a week, and we're still working on potty training. But he likes... to use Ellie's room as a toilet.
He's half your favorite dog.
What is he?
Half Shiba.
In you.
Sheba.
I love those dogs.
He's a little smiley dog.
Yeah, and half terrier, a terrier.
Rat terrier. Oh, he's not aggressive.
He's
no.
Not?
No.
They're very smart. Sheba is incredible.
He's already figured out sit. He's been there for a week. He's been in our house for a week. He, I'm pretty sure, knows he's not supposed to poop in the house, but he's doing it anyway. He's very smart.
What do you call a three-humped camel?
What? All right.
What? Anything else?
I don't have anything else. Harper, do you have anything else? You've been gone for a while. You want to get caught up?
You got any questions?
You had to put all that on to do that? All
right.
Ellie, final words.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
Because he dropped his French fry.
Oh, she make okay. Every time she says that joke, she makes up a different ending.
Oh,
and it was funny 3 years ago, and now it's exhausting. Oh, Addie, don't laugh at it. This just encourages the bad jokes.
That's funny. Is there anything you guys want to end on? Do you want to share anything? Some final thoughts, Maury Povich style, or was that
Jerry Springer?
Was final thoughts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God you guys don't know who that is.
Mm.
I've heard the name.
Anything?
What are you doing back there?
She's feeling the rug.
Oh.
None of our children have their shoes on for some reason. I don't know.
Just anything?
Anything. Anything.
Does it have to be Christmas?
No.
No. Anything? It can be anything you want.
Anything.
Anything.
I mean, we can edit it out
if we don't like it. So go crazy.
I started recently studying and doing homework to Tony, and A Tribe Called Quest.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
But that really helps me focus for some reason.
All right. So. Well, hopefully the people can share this with their kids
who and are feel studying inspired.
And feel inspired. Maybe try to study with those artists.
Feels Good by Tony.
Yes, honey. We know this song.
Oh my gosh.
That song.
Nothing. No. Never mind. Ellie, do you have any final thoughts?
Be a student athlete.
Good advice.
Oh, my gosh.
Addie? Nothing? Peace out, Girl Scout? What do you got? Okay. Harper?
Nothing.
Thank you.
Is this a gift to our listeners, or is it?
I don't know. Might be a form of torture.
What?
Well, you know what? Either way, we talk about you guys a lot on the podcast, and we wanted our listeners to have a voice to put with the name, and we'll probably post some pictures of you guys so they can see pictures of you too. Oh my gosh! I know you guys are like internet famous, right?
Totally. Tell your friends.
I am famous.
Why are you TV famous?
I have another thing.
Filmed on a commercial.
Oh, you were? You were on a children's museum commercial, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't. They cut me off.
Oh.
They edited Harper out.
Oh, I'm sorry, Harper.
Touchy subject. What you got, Max?
And I was winning.
I think that I might be doing a podcast again soon. Maybe.
Yeah. Is this? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that you needed to plug your stuff. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying.
Shout out your social media handles.
Yeah. I know a lot of people have been asking.
They have. Like a lot of people have been asking. Like, and Max, girls, cover your ears. Max used to have a podcast called Don't Be a Dick, mm-hmm. and we like that name, but Max says he's going to change it.
Because I feel like a lot of people, that'd be hard to brand.
No, not at all. But that's fine. It's your podcast. It's not mine. So if you're going to tell the people, if you're going to give them a tease, you better give them a time frame of when it's going to happen. Are you going to say early spring?
Probably, yeah.
Early spring. And what's the context of your podcast? What are you going to be talking about?
Context?
D&D?
Maybe a little bit of that, mm-hmm. yeah. I think we're still thinking about it. I want to have a lot of guests on. That's probably one of my main things.
People from around the community or from the school, or you want to try to branch out to, like, comedians?
A little bit of everything. A little bit of everything.
All right. Do you have an assistant or an intern?
No.
Better get somebody on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know somebody. Though.
I know your strong suit's behind the mic. It's definitely, you like your mother, behind the mic.
Yeah.
I'm booked.
You need to find yourself a Mary. Okay.
Do you have any hair updates for us?
Oh, yeah. Is your hair changing?
I'm not going to release anything.
All right. Well, I'm glad we were able to talk to you and everybody was able to hear you guys and... Everybody was...
And all those boogers.
Yep. Everybody was... this is where we edit, because I trip over my words. All right. You ready? All right. Thank you guys so much for being on our podcast. You are on the best, biggest podcast we've ever done. So congratulations. Thanks for being here. All right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Peace.
We should have practice microphone
etiquette. Oh my gosh, that's gonna be so horrible.
Well, your kids, oh well.
Yeah, but but people have to listen to it and not like crawl out of their skin.
All right, well that was fun.
It was something.
It was something. The kids enjoyed it. I think they and we did too. Obviously, we all learned a lot about each other.
Learned about how
they'll never be on the podcast.
That
again.
Was a one and done thing. That was a good idea.
Yeah. So now we're gonna bring you the information you really need, and that is this season's or actually next season's book club announcement. Mm-hmm. I know. You guys are just on the edge of your seats waiting, right?
We've been getting emails and text messages and social media. I mean, like hundreds a day asking about this next book club selection.
Mostly from each other.
It was just us sending emails.
Should we do this book? What about this book? How about this book?
Because no one else cares.
Yes. And so it is a book that we've referenced a couple of times this season. Yeah, actually. It's Kate Bowler's Everything Happens for a Reason. And this is definitely like an afternoon read. You can knock this out quick. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like a slow weekend.
That's true.
Yeah. We don't want to judge you if it takes more than a day to read.
The entire title is Everything Happens for a Reason and Other Lies I've Loved.
So we've both read this at different times in the past year. I know with our last book club selection, The Road Back to You, we happened to be reading at the same time without knowing it. This one was not... that I don't know how it happened, but we both read this one. It just confirmed lots of things for me. This is not a religious book at all, but for me it confirmed a lot of things I'm currently working through or learning through in my faith, which is a powerful thing to say about a book that is not a spiritual book.
Mm-hmm. I think that's she has a spiritual background. I actually don't know what is her degree in theology.
She's a professor at Duke Divinity School.
Okay.
So she specializes in the study of the prosperity gospel.
Mm-hmm. Her first book was on that.
Yeah, I think it was some kind of college research.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
But
and
she
it turned into a book.
Yeah, and she references that in this book. Actually, just based on what she shares about the prosperity gospel in this one, mm-hmm. but also as someone who is living a life less ordinary with a child of high needs, I find that people say a lot of the things that they said to her as she battles cancer, they have said to us regarding Addie. So it was very relatable for me. But the way that you approach people who are living a life that's not like yours, this is a really helpful book. It's not a handbook. It's not a how-to.
No, it's a story.
It's a story. Mm-hmm. But at the end, she really does offer some great information and advice on how to approach people who are going through things that you may not understand.
Right. So the premise is at 35, everything in Kate Buller's life seems to be pointing towards blessed, and that's in quotation marks because she talks about that in the book. She is thriving in her job. She's married to her high school sweetheart, and she loves life with her newborn son. And then, again, at 35, she is diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. Mm-hmm. So the story is her and what she's doing in her work and then her background of her and her husband and the religious upbringing that they had or didn't have, and then going through cancer at a young age and wrestling with the idea that she might die and leave her baby son and her husband and this life that she loved. And then all the people that she interacts with through this experience and the things that she's told versus the things that are actually true. Mm-hmm. I think that's what we, like you said, connected the most with, is that she kind of stops and makes us think about so many just blanket statements that we have always used and not realized what we were saying when we were using them and how they were hurting more than helping a lot of people. We are going to spend an episode talking about this. Mm-hmm. We're telling you now because we need you to, one, get the book,
yes,
and two, read it.
Yes.
There are lots of things that we want to talk about in this book, especially when we get to the end. And it's a memoir. She's telling us her story, and then she is also telling us how to be better with each other. Mm-hmm. So whether you are currently going through something that feels hard, or you are trying to support or love someone that is going through something hard, it addresses both of those. And I think helps us, her goal is, I think, to help us be better humans, just to be better toward each other. So that's why we picked it. I think I picked it because it's helping to peel back some layers of things I was taught that aren't actually true. And I think lots of reasons just connected to it. But one of them is because of her life, she has been told a lot of these things, and the anger that comes with that, as opposed to the hope or the peace, has helped. This book is, I think, for everyone.
I think it's for everyone too. I was going to say there's no one that's not going to draw from this book and be better after it.
Yeah. So that's what we're picking. Season 4. We'll be back in January. I think the middle of January is when we're coming back. Mm-hmm. Everything Happens for a Reason and Other Lies I've Loved by Kate Buller. You got some time to get it. We won't actually discuss it, I think, until March.
Yeah, late this
season. Yeah, middle of March is when we'll come back to it. But we will be reminding you at every episode to grab the book, get it from the library, get on the wait list now if you're getting it from the library because it's a popular one. We can't wait to talk about it.
All right, so I know we tease a lot, and last season we said we weren't going to tease anymore because we switched things up so much. So that's the only information you get about next season, guys, is that that's the book club, and everything else is going to be a surprise.
But we are working right now. I know it's December and we're not releasing new episodes, but we are working or on stuff.
Very specific stuff.
Stuff. Stuff is coming next year for you.
Mm-hmm.
Some stuff. And we hope you have a great holiday season. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And you know what? Actually, I'm going to give you guys this tease. When we come back in January, I can't wait to tell you guys about our office Christmas party. That's going to actually happen this week. And I can't wait to tell you guys all about it.
If you have no idea what we're talking about, make sure you subscribe to the newsletter because that came out in a bonus episode.
It did.
And I'm not sure if Jess is excited about the Christmas office Christmas party that I am demanding we do,
mm-hmm.
but it's happening.
Yes. All right.
See you next year.
See you next year, guys.
It's my favorite joke.